Let's turn to 265 in the grace of glory. 265. Once a sinner, far from Jesus, I was perishing with cold. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. Then he threw his robe around me and he led me to his fold. And I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Though the world may sweep around me with her dazzle and her dreams, yet I envy not her vanities and pride. For my soul looks up to heaven where the golden sunlight gleams, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Not for all earth's golden millions would I leave this precious place, though the tempter to persuade me oft has tried. For I'm safe in God's pavilion, happy in his love and grace, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Here the sun is always shining, here the sky is always bright. 'Tis no place for gloomy Christians to abide. For my soul is filled with music and my heart with great delight, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. And upon the streets of glory, when we reach the other shore and have safely crossed the Jordan's rolling tide, you will find me shouting glory just outside my mansion's door, where I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Sing it again, here we go. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Amen. Glory. 210. He keeps me singing. And yes, he does. there's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low, fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all of thy ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife, discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of his grace, resting neath his sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes he leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown, I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Sing it again. Here's his name. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Amen.
Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones,
ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Come and sing praises to the rock of the ages. Come and sing praises to Jesus, my Lord. Come and adore him. Bow down before him. Come and sing praises to Jesus, our Lord. From the beginning. Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Come and sing praises to the rock of all ages. Come and sing praises to Jesus, my Lord. Come and adore him, bow down before him. Come and sing praises to Jesus, our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. And your people declare your mighty words. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Father in heaven, how we love you. We bless your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty words, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. worship your name. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you.
From the beginning,
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you.
Amen. Worship you in spirit and in truth. We bless your name. Glory to you.
I will bless the Lord and give him the in all his ways. Bless the Lord and give him praise. I will bless the Lord and
got good report from the doctor this week. Don't have to come back and see him for a year. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? God is really coming in for me. My numbers are all down, and I've lost weight, and that's helped. And praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. I worship and adore him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I worship and adore him. You know, when we really worship God with all of our being, all of our might, we can't, in spirit, we're not standing upward. We're laying on the floorboard. We are, we fall down, don't we? We fall down before him and worship him for his goodness and his mercy. Hallelujah. So today we're going to talk about worship again. I preached on this a lot, but we're going to talk about it again. Praise the Lord. The Lord needs to be worshiped. Glory to God. You know, we don't really celebrate what worship really means. The word worship, the first meaning of it is to prostrate. How many of you have laid on the floor and worshiped the Lord? In the old times, that's what the people did. They would lay on the floor, humble themselves before the Lord and pray. Maybe we'd hear more answers from our prayers if we would do that. It means to bow yourself down. Now, some of us have a really hard time kneeling. I do anymore because I've had surgery on both my knees, and my knees don't work that way anymore. It hurts to get on my knees. But to bow yourself down before the Lord speaks of humbleness. It speaks of, I'm not worthy. God is totally worthy. He's the only one that can meet my need. That's what it speaks of. And so a lot of times we're too proud to do that, you know? We're too proud to be humbled before the Lord. But you know what? He has a good way of knocking the stuff out of us. He doesn't do it in a mean way. He does it because he loves us. He allows things to happen in our life to help us to be humble and be willing to put him first in our life. And another meaning of the word worship is to fall down flat. So like I said, I remembered Brother Charles used to do that a lot. He'd come to the altar and lay right on the floor here. Miss him. And it means to do or make obeisance. In other words, I worship you. Not just in your physical sense, but in your heart, you are obeying. You're giving it to the Lord. You're letting him be number one in you. And worshiping him as the Almighty. That's why we sang so many songs about worshiping the Lord today, is because the message. Let's go to John, the fourth chapter. Jesus was, we know so many times he talked about them praising the Lord, worshiping the Lord, and it's important, isn't it? Or he wouldn't have spoke of it. In this fourth chapter here of the book of John, he told them in verse 22 that the Jews there, he says, you worship you know not what. In other words, they didn't really know what they were worshiping. They were just going through the rigmarole. They were offering the offerings and just doing those things and not really worshiping. But we know what we worship. Now, this actually is the woman at the well speaking. She's saying, reading verse 21. Jesus said to the woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither worship in this mountain nor yet worship in Jerusalem, worship the Father. And then he says to her, you worship not what? You don't know what you're worshiping. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. So it seemed like in the natural that the Jews knew what they were worshiping because they were there in the temple. But literally, they did not completely know what they were worshiping, did they? But he says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. So, praise the Lord. What are true worshipers? They're contrasted with false worshipers who were worshiping as the Jews were and as the Samaritans, worshiping in the mountains a golden calf. And so they weren't true worshipers of God, as we know. But the true worshipers are going to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Now, in the spirit, speaking of the Holy Spirit being in control of us when we worship the Lord. And some of us are really timid about worshiping the Lord. But you know what? If you're timid to be in front of people, do it at home. Get by yourself and just begin to praise the Lord and worship. And you'll find that you're just filled with the blessings of God. You just feel His presence when you start saying, I praise you, Lord. And you know it's hard to praise Him when we're going through trials. You all know that. It's really hard. But we gain victory when we do that. When we say, Lord, thank you anyway. I don't understand what's going on with me and all this trial I'm going through, but thank you anyway. I worship you anyway. I praise you anyway. As we said, bowing down before Him, if we can bow. But you know, if we can't bow, sit in a chair and praise Him. Stand up and praise Him. Just worship the Lord in spirit, first in the Holy Spirit's governing and power, and then in the truth. Some people are worshiping the Lord not in truth. Do you realize that? There are people that worship God and don't know the truth. They're still scared they're going to lose their salvation or some problem that they've got, and they're not really exalting the Lord in the place that He wants to have to be exalted, in that place of number one in our lives and our yieldedness to Him. We must worship Him. Notice that scripture, verse 24. God is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him. We must worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's the only way He receives really full worship. And there are a lot of people that are in church this morning that are saying, oh yeah, we worship God. I worship God. And that's between them and God, truly. But it behooves all of us to really be worshiping God. Worshiping the Lord, I think, implies yieldedness to God all the time. And we make mistakes. We know that. We're humans. We make mistakes. Sometimes we neglect things we shouldn't neglect in worship of the Lord. But as we come before Him, our homes, you know, even in the night, that's when the Lord wakes me up a lot, and I'll have a wonderful dream or something about the Lord, and I'll wake up, and I sit up on the bed because I think He's coming. I think that's what He's going to do any second, and so I'm waiting there for Him to come, and I begin to just praise Him. That's what worship, see, just praising the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. You are so wonderful. You are so great. Oh, I thank you for helping me all the time. And that's the victory. That's real victory. You know, in the Old Testament, the children of Israel were going to go against the Canaanites. And they'd come over there and they said, who shall go up? What tribe shall go up first? And they said, Judah shall go up. And so Judah, the tribe of Judah, the one where Jesus Christ came from that tribe, went up first in the battle. And the word Judah means praise. That's what the meaning of the word Judah. They were called the praise tribe, though they were not the priests. But yet God honored them. And of course, genealogy of Christ came on down through Judah until He is eligible for the throne of Israel. So praise is the victory. Praise and worship. When you're down, when you feel like, you know, you're in a trial that's just so hard, you cannot bear it. If you can just begin to praise, if you can just begin to worship, there's victory. There's strength in that. And you begin to feel the presence of the Lord. Oh, it's wonderful. I think most of us have experienced it. We just need to be praising the Lord. And here's another definition of worship. Declaring the greatness of someone or something. Giving up your own glory. By this, making sure that all around know that you are seeking glory and praise to God. You know, I'm not praising so everybody will see me or think I'm spiritual. I'm not doing that as a show, but I am praising. If I am praising because I love Jesus and I love God the Father so much that I just am, just my spirit is just pouring over into this praise to Him. And that's what He desires from us, declaring His greatness to other people, how faithful He has been. Praise the Lord. So the Spirit leads us in this present to the Father and the Son. Isn't that something? We don't praise the Holy Spirit. We don't say, praise you, Holy Spirit. We say, praise you, Father. Praise you, Son. Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. His job is to point us to Christ. It causes us to understand how worthy and of praise and exaltation God is. Yes. But then Jesus says here to worship in the Spirit. So that's yielding our bodies to the Holy Spirit's power so that when we praise, we are exalting. We are not exalting ourselves, we're exalting Christ. We're not doing it so we make a show and people say, oh, that person's really spiritual. No, because it's all before God, isn't it? This worship in the Spirit, worship. It must come from the Holy Spirit from within us. And it must be very sincere. It can't just be make-believe. It can't be because everybody's watching me. Everybody sees me. And so I'm going to act like I'm really into it. No, it isn't that at all, is it? It has to be sincere and motivated by our love and gratitude for God and all that he does for us. Not just going through the motions. I'd like for us to turn in the book of Psalms because you know what Psalms is? It's a praise book. It's Israel's praise book and worship book. And if you, as you read the Psalms, you'll see that almost every psalm is talking about exalting the Lord and showing forth his worth. And we're going to read in the 92nd Psalm first. 92nd Psalm. And we know that we don't live in the Old Testament times. But the Bible says that all scripture is given for our edification. Paul said that. So as we read in the book of Psalms, we are encouraged in the Lord to really worship. And we're going to be reading in verse 12. We're going to go down to verse 12 of Psalm 92. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. At that time, there were just cedars all over Lebanon. That's where they got a lot of the wood to build the temple inside and all that. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age, and they shall be fat and flourishing. Maybe some of us are missing it when we're trying to diet. No, that's not it. It's fat in the Spirit, having a large capacity in the Spirit. To show the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. So the righteous will flourish. They're planted in the house of the Lord, and they flourish in the courts of the Lord as they come and worship. So we're going to go ahead now and turn over to Psalm 29. Psalm 29. This tells us that we're supposed to give something to the Lord. And maybe we give our tithes or we give our money, but that's not really what it's talking about here. It's talking about ourselves and our praise. Praise the Lord. Psalm 29, verse 1. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Now, what it would mean to give the Lord glory? Sometimes when we're praising the Lord, we say, glory to you, Lord. Well, what it means to give glory, it means honor, that we are saying of God that he is the one to be honored and that all the admiration and the praise all goes up to him, not anything in ourselves. So he says, O ye mighty, who are they? People that love God, we're mighty in God, and we need to give to the Lord the glory, the wonder and the splendor. Praise the Lord. The proper weight, I wrote in my margin. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. He deserves all of the glory. He deserves the praise. Look what he's done for us. Giving his only son to die for us. Giving us so much in our life all the time. Oh, it shouldn't be a chore to say, let's remember to pray over the food. We shouldn't have a chore saying, well, I don't know, I just don't have any time, I just don't pray. Well, maybe we'd see more of what the Lord will do if we pray. If we praise him. You know, the scripture teaches us that in our prayers we should first praise him and exalt him before we start saying, Lord, give me. You know, praise you, Lord. You are wonderful. I exalt you. Praise, and it sure does lift us up too. So give him the glory unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That really speaks to us because it's not in ourself. It's not because I'm such a nice, wonderful person that I worship the Lord and I want him to notice me. That's not what the attitude is. It's because he is so wonderful. He is so great. I worship him. I worship him. It's such an ecstatic joy to really come before the Lord and just worship him and just let him bless us. It's a marvelous thing. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit leads us to worship the Father and the Son, and he causes us to understand how worthy of praise and exaltation that God is. Oh, praise the Lord. It's what we said a while ago. To glory in the Lord. The glory is due him. No one else deserves it. We don't exalt the doctor who maybe helps us. We know that God is in charge. We know his faithfulness. And this word worship here means to prostrate. In other words, to fall clear down, to stretch out with our face on the ground in adoration and submission. That's what that means. Now, I can do that. There are other people that can't do that. I wouldn't be able to get up. I fell on the floor not long ago, and I had a hard time. I was there about 25 minutes trying to figure out how I was going to get up from there. But the Lord helped me. But it's not just that we get out on the floor and think that's going to please God. It's coming in humbleness. I'm not anybody. His grace, his mercy, the greatness of God, all that he's done for me, how wonderful he is. I have to be puny in his presence. I'm puny. I'm nothing. And so I honor and glorify him and I worship him. I adore him. No glory to self. Not to be seen of people. Not everybody will think I'm real spiritual. No, that's the wrong attitude. In fact, that will that will work. But just to be humble in your spirit to the Lord and give him time in your life and praying and seeking after God. And do take your liberty to worship. Don't let Satan in the meeting. Don't let Satan just, you know, hold you and think, oh, somebody will notice me. Oh, no. Let yourself worship the Lord. This is a place to worship as well as home. Glory to God. Notice it's the beauty of holiness. The Lord is the one that's beautiful and holy, isn't it? But when he comes into our lives, his spirit of Christ in us and then the Holy Spirit, it's in the beauty of holiness. It's beautiful to the Lord. He enjoys our worship. When he looks down and he sees us just all just adoring him and nothing on our mind but praising and worshiping him. Because see, the devil tries to distract us. When he sees that in us, oh my, what he thinks, how beautiful that is. Our worship of him is to be in the beauty of holiness. His beauty. And that word beauty there means his honor and his majesty and glory. That's what that means in the original. His honor, his majesty and glory. Involving the intrinsic quality of someone. Their beauty. We think of beauty as being outward. But with the Lord and what he wants to work in us, it's an intrinsic quality of someone. You want to be beautiful to the Lord? Then let him work inwardly in you, and it will work outwardly, and it will be seen to others. So, what is Christ like? What is his beauty? We know it's love. One of the things is great love, isn't it, that he has done for us, and so many other beautiful characteristics. Holiness. Holiness means to be set apart and dedicated. And so it's really important that, you know, time is so always going, and you got to hurry, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. And if we don't watch it, there won't be a time to really worship. It has to be a time set apart and dedicated that we're going to worship the Lord. Worshiping God victoriously. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we got troubles. Yeah, we got trials. But praising him, exalting him. And you know what? You just find your spirit lifted up. You're not thinking about the troubles and the trials. And it works. It definitely works. Glory to God. And it says in the spirit of holiness, and that's a freedom from sin and every fear of personal condemnation. You know that you and I are holy in the Lord, not W-H-O-L-L-Y, but H-O-L-Y. He looks at us and he sees Jesus. He sees Christ in us. We are holy before the Lord, and that's what our worship should be. Now look with me in Psalm 95. Another form of worship is praying, is singing to the Lord. The Lord loves singing. At the book of one of the Gospels, it says that when the disciples and Christ were in the upper room, that they sang a hymn. Would you like to hear what Jesus sounds like when he sings? He sings over us. Isn't that a good thought? Praise the Lord. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. That's why we worship him. He is it. He is the great God, and he has done so much for us. Even when we have gone through terrible trials, he is there to hold us up. His great everlasting arms, his hands are under us, and he's supporting us. He is a great God. Let us worship him. And then come on in verse 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Yes, come and worship. Come and worship. You know, I really shouldn't have to tell people, say, come up here and worship. You should worship because it's in your heart and your life, and you feel that presence of the Lord, and you want to worship him. Praise the Lord. So come, he says, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel. By bowing and kneeling, which I can't do anymore without pain in my knees, but to kneel is something you really miss if you can't do it. So do it if you can do it. Kneel on your knees. It speaks of humbleness. I'm humbling myself. I'm humbling myself before you. I'm kneeling down. And notice in verse 7, for he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice. It says, don't be hardened in verse 8, like the children of Israel who caused God a provocation. God was angry with Israel because of their unbelief and all the wonderful things he did for them, and they'd gripe and complain about everything. They didn't like the manna, so he gives them quail. They don't like the quail. You know, that's the way human beings are. We're never satisfied. But praise the Lord. Don't be like that. Worship the Lord even in hard times when you don't feel like it. Praise the Lord. Notice that in Job chapter 1, verse 20, when all those trials happened to him, what did he do in verse 20? Did he stand up there and shake his finger at God and say, "Why did you allow this?" That's not what he did, is it? It says he fell down and worshiped. He fell down on the ground and worshiped. He had lost all his wealth, all his family, and his wife was griping at him.
Praise the Lord.
He had nothing. He was put on sackcloth and set in the ashes, and he had boils all over his body that Satan was allowed to put on there. And he didn't complain. He praised God. He worshiped God. What a lesson that is to us, honestly. If he could do that, what do you think about us? And we have a different, kind of a different setup. We're born of the Spirit, and we have the Holy Spirit. Most of us have been filled with the Holy Spirit here. And so how dare we act like God's to blame for everything, and we've got to be bitter toward God. God allows the things to come, but does that stop our worship? No, it should not stop our worship. We should fall down and worship. I found that in Deuteronomy 9:25, Moses up on Mount Sinai, you know what it says there? He fell down and worshiped. He didn't just stand there and wait for God to write the Ten Commandments on the stones. He fell down and worshiped. And he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. You suppose he was on his knees all that time, falling down to worship, maybe clear flat on his face. In the Old Testament, worship was involved with offerings and trips to the tabernacle and the temple. And some people worship God in their own home and everything when they prayed for food and stuff like that. But let's look in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 16. Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 16. One scripture here we're going to read. He's talking about our great high priest, Jesus, in verse 14, that he's passed into the heavens right now. And, of course, we know that he's at the right hand of God interceding for us. And in verse 15, it says we don't have a high priest that's not touched with our feelings and of our infirmities, but he was in all points tempted like we are. And then in verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. Yes, the mercy and the grace. Let us come boldly. Let us come with worship and adoration and seeking of God. That word boldly there means not hesitating or fearful of the face of actual danger or rebuff. Courageous and doing, not hesitating to break the rules of propriety. Isn't that an interesting meaning? Not hesitant to break the rules of propriety. What are the rules of propriety? In most churches of the world, you sit very quietly. You read off of a sheet of paper. I was so astonished at that because I was raised in meetings like this when I was a child. And I went to visit my aunt, and in that church they handed us this schedule. And to my dismay, the pastor read his prayers off of there. And everything was so formal, and it was just so strange. I was a teenager, and I went to the class of the teenage girls, and there was no Bible study. It was talk about their swim party that they had that week. It was very edifying. And I was just astonished because at age 14, I was studying the Word on my own. Our pastor was very diligent toward we young people. And we spoke at fellowship meetings. Do you know that? He'd say, have a 10-minute sermon. And when we went to fellowship meeting, we knew we were going to be called on to go up and speak before people. So God, that's the way we're raised. But most of the people are not bold before the throne of grace, and they're afraid, and they have a lot of fear that's not right before God. Come before his throne. Our king sits at the right hand of God, and he soon will sit in his own throne, won't he? And we're going to obtain that word obtain there, to obtain the mercy of God. It means to seize, to receive, to take it away with us. We're going to gain things if we humble ourselves before the Almighty God, before the Lord Jesus Christ. In one more scripture we're going to read, let's turn back to Psalms. Psalm 99, verse 5. I think that we have a song that goes this way. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. For he is holy, he is holy. Well, maybe don't sing that one here. But that's what that verse says. Exalt you the Lord God. How do you get real worship of God? How do you perform real worship of God? Exalt him. It's not me. It's not how good I am or how perfect or nothing like that. Praise the Lord. When we're imperfect, he's always working on us. He's so faithful. But when we come before the Lord, we exalt him. He is the one. He is the power. He is the strength to give us the victory. And so we exalt him and we worship at his footstool. That shows humbleness. I mean, we think that one day, if we are fully yielded to God in this life, we are going to reign with Christ. But right now, our position is at his footstool. We're down here, bowing down, being humble before the Lord. That's what that speaks of. Not saying, hey, I deserve this. I have been an overcomer all these years. I'm going to sit here at your foot. I'm not going to sit at your foot. I'm going to sit on the throne with you. Well, we lay hold of that by faith that one of these days he's going to come back and we'll be reigning with Christ if we're those yielded overcomers. But notice, sitting at the footstool and exalting the Lord, for he is holy. We worship him. Praise the name of Jesus. Humble us and reverence to the Lord. Glory to God. That's all there is. All right. Let us worship the Lord our God. Let us worship before him. Praise the Lord. We'll sing a song. If you have any needs, feel free to come up here and we'll pray for you. But as we sing, learn to, as we sing, as we pray, everything as a worship. It comes from my heart and I'm worshiping the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God is good.
Let's turn to 276 and stand. He is holy. Let's worship his name. Thank you, Lord.
Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. sinful men, thy glory may not see. Only thou art holy, there is none beside thee. Blessed.